The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
GetUpside app and use promo code BUCK. That's B-U-C-K.
Live from the WAVA-FM Passport Auto Group studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello, welcome to another hour of the Don Crow Show. By the way, just a quick heads up, we have another school during this hour we're going to be sharing with you just coming up in the next segment. One more school currently being part of our half-price tuition opportunity. That's really what it is, an opportunity for you to get that boy or girl in a Christian school setting. Very limited restrictions. It simply has to be first-time student and one who's not being currently in the process of being enrolled. Other than that, it's a great opportunity, and so many have benefited already. But we have one more school that we're going to share coming up in the next segment. I love these stories. Fox News headline, Indiana woman steals dentures, wears them to her meeting with her probation officer. According to the Jennings County, Indiana Sheriff's Office, a woman showed up for her probation hearing last Monday wearing somebody else's set of false teeth. Apparently, earlier that day, somebody had reported that a woman identified as Joanne Childers had stolen her teeth and was wearing them around town. Officials spoke to Ms. Childers about the alleged theft of the choppers. The sheriff's office reporting on Facebook that while speaking with the accused, a deputy said, I saw the dentures in plain view. And that, in fact, the teeth were even labeled with the real owner's name on them. Apparently, she had set them on the table, lampstand or something, and he was interviewing her, and there the teeth sat. The now toothless perp was charged with theft, and the purloined dentures back in the custody, in every sense of the word, with their rightful owner. Meanwhile, the sheriff's office couldn't resist the chance to post this on Facebook, including a bunch of hashtags such as hashtag caught without my teeth in, hashtag taking a bite out of crime. Ooh, we knew that one was coming. This one I found fascinating. Hashtag I'll have the jail soup. And then hashtag she's not the tooth fairy. Just a slice of life, huh? We need some of that stuff, folks, just to lighten things up, don't we? Hey, I want to tell you, we're going to... Oh, I have another story here I just came across quickly before I opened the mic, and I'd like to read the rest of the story. I don't have it in hand, just a teaser from the Daily Caller News Foundation, and it's, in fact, this piece was posted at one of my favorite websites, The Stream, stream.org. But it is from the Daily Caller. Christian worshiper Richard Patton, a Washington, D.C. businessman, regularly prays outside the White House gates. Patton says, I've been praying at the White House for 16 years. The Holy Spirit put a calling on me. One day, Secret Service arrested him for anointing those gates with holy oil. They took me off to jail for the most uncomfortable night I've ever had in my life, said Patton. And apparently the Daily Caller somewhere in its web sources has the firsthand account of his experience. But, hey, you don't want to be caught praying these days. I mean, you can be caught doing any number of other things, but Come on, praying and anointing the gates of the White House? My goodness, how over the top can you get? We are going to continue at the bottom of the hour, just a few more efforts to put our campaign up and over the top. I want to start this moment, however, to say thank you again to so many of you who've helped us really move within just 31 families of our 102-family goal of providing refugee families in Lebanon with food, survival items, and especially a Christian education. Now, this is not a Christian education just teaching the Bible, although that is integral to what they're doing, but it's a whole educational. I remember one of the cuts, I don't have it with me right now, but one of the cuts we shared with you in this campaign was a boy who said for a couple of years after he and his family had to leave Syria because of the war, he hadn't been to school. But now he could restart his education and begin to stay or get caught up academically, including learning for the first time, no doubt, about a God who loves him, who isn't angry with him, who wants to really bless his life with the joys of salvation. And so many are finding that to be the case. So these are kingdom investments, folks. You cannot give too much to a ministry like this. And I know many of you have other ministries that you support, you invest in with your churches and your various other outreaches, and each of those merits your attention and your discretion as well. But this is one that we really encourage you to consider helping minister to these families who are caught in a maelstrom of difficulty and sorrow and even death and loss that I can't even imagine. I've used the illustration before because this is what Tom Adama and Jack Hibbert have shared when they were here. People who live their lives very comfortably as you and I, with their homes, nice automobiles, all of that gone now, overnight. I mean, in 15 minutes, in fact, literally, someone showing up at their door and saying, you have 15 minutes to leave. And they, at gunpoint, fled and now are over in Lebanon. Some 2 million now have fled to that region. And Heart for Lebanon is right in the middle of that, I think, very strategically and sovereignly placed there strategically by God for just such a time as this. So these folks are on the front lines. We've been encouraging you to partner with them. And later on in this hour, we'll have some more details as to exactly how you can do that. Very simple thing to do. I mean, for $29, you can be a part of it. And we'll explain all of that, as we say, a little later on. But we're going to take this first break of the hour, and we have one more school that we really want to share with you, because I know so many of you are saying, boy, I really would like to get my son or my daughter or my grandchild in a Christian school, but it just has not seemed to be within our reach economically. The answer is coming up for one of the schools straight ahead. Stay with us.
Names matter. Your name, the name you've made for yourself, and the name of the company you represent. Because of you, their names people can trust. That's why at 4imprint, every name and logo is printed with certainty. We pay attention to every detail because we know the way your name appears is the way it's remembered. So you'll know for certain that every item, from the right apparel to the most popular tech items, will be right the first time, on time, every time, at a great price, guaranteed. Because when you have passion, integrity, and certainty, the only name they'll remember is yours. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Four Ways God Answers Prayer. Hi, I'm Pastor Jack Morse of the Largo Community Church in Mitchellville, Maryland. This coming Sunday, July the 28th, I'm going to look at the scripture with you and discover the four different ways God answers prayer. The Holy Spirit is going to sensitize us to a Word of God alertness on the four different ways God answers prayer. The Healing Word for Receiving Answers to Prayer. That's this Sunday at the Largo Community Church in Bowie, Maryland. I'm Pastor Jack Morris.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real natural hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GUY to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GUY to 85850. That's GUY to 85850.
Hi, I'm Chuck Teets of A-Action Home Services. When you call our stand-up guys, you can expect they'll show up with our warehouse on wheels, introduce themselves with their unique qualifications, and of course, they'll be wearing shoe covers. But most importantly, before they do any work, they'll share options with you, including upfront pricing, so you decide what's best. So for stress-free electrical, plumbing, and heating service, call us today at 703-922-1900.
This is Jerry Boyer of Town Hall Finance for townhall.com. With economic commentator Steve Moore out of the running for Fed, President Trump has turned to another option, announcing his intent to appoint economist Judy Shelton. Dr. Shelton is a superb choice. Years ago, Shelton was one of the very few analysts to predict the fall of the Soviet Union long before it happened. Her conservative commitments are rock solid, having directed the Sound Money Project at the Atlas Foundation. Just last year, she was successful in getting Senate confirmation as the U.S. Director of the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development. So she's already been thoroughly vetted and would likely prevail in the confirmation process. The stakes for the global economy have never been higher. We need a new voice at the Fed who can be a solid vote for the protection of monetary stability and who can handle herself at the table with the big boys. Judy Shelton will do well. She should be confirmed. I'm Jerry Boyer.
Sponsored by ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA, brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days, or she'll buy it. You want to talk to her about it? Here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858, or go to soldin58.com on the web. Soldin, and the numbers, 58.com. Well, as we've been telling you recently, for the past several years, WAVA has been privileged to help create a real win-win situation for parents and grandparents who'd love to see their child or grandchild in a good Christian school, and it's usually, if we could only afford it. Well, because of this exciting Christian school half-price scholarship program we've been able to develop through the years, a number of great schools in our area are teaming up with us and teaming up with you, the parents or grandparents. A lot of prayers being answered. And as a matter of fact, we've had folks call in tears, so grateful that they had this chance. Now, here's how it works. A child and family must go through the normal school enrollment process, be accepted into the school. By the way, all the details of this on our website, WAVA.com. Just a couple of restrictions. First-time students only who are not already involved in the application process. And, of course, only one half-price tuition per family. The other thing I would say is there's a limited supply of these tuitions each year. And as the old saying goes, when they're gone, they're gone. If you want to see the current list of schools we're offering and so forth, talk to somebody about it. Go to WAVA.com and check on the half-price tuitions at our website or call Nick Brino here at WAVA at 703-807-2225, and he'll answer your questions, help you get started. 703-807-2225. However, joining me right now to talk about one of these very exciting opportunities waiting for you, Patrick Hurley. He's principal and development director of Grace Christian Academy on Annandale Road in Falls Church, Virginia. And by the way, their website is gracechristianacademy.org. Now, Patrick, we've chatted by phone in the past. Thank you for coming by on such a beautiful day to come to the come to D.C., right?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me. We really love this program.
Well, it's a wonderful opportunity for parents. I don't need to tell you that. You're a parent of kids of this age yourself. You and your wife are involved in Christian education. You said you were in Wisconsin, and now the Lord a few years ago brought you this way.
Yeah, we've been in Falls Church at Grace Christian Academy for 7 years now, serving the families of Grace Lutheran Church, Grace Christian Academy, and our community, surrounding community.
Well, tell us the bit of the history of the school, how it got started, and also what grades do you cover?
So Grace Lutheran Church has been around since 1963, and the school was started 10 years later, initially to serve our church families, but we recognize the need for quality Christian education everywhere, to offer everyone. So they opened up the school to the surrounding community, and here we are, 40-plus years later, serving four-year-old kindergarten all the way through eighth grade. It's a great place to be. It's a loving family, just excited about learning and growing in our faith each and every day.
What are some of the questions parents are asking you when they come and even consider? Maybe they've never done this before.
Yeah, I think what we do, what I like to do, is I like to give every parent a tour. I'm blessed to be able to have full-time principal, no classroom responsibility. So you pop right on in. As long as we have school, I will give you a tour and show you the entire facility and answer
all
the questions.
Don't need to make an appointment?
You really don't. You just call the school, make sure we're open. And yep. I prefer to be on campus. I love my kids. I love being on the community on campus. So I try not to be off campus too often.
By the way, what's the phone number folks should call?
703-534-5517. That's a school line. But my direct cell is 703-927-0654. That's 703-927-0654. That's my cell phone.
All right, we'll repeat those again after a bit, folks. And, of course, the website as well, gracechristianacademy.org. You offer grades K-4.
Four-year-old kindergarten through eighth grade.
Through eighth grade. And what do you see as some of the real strengths of your academy?
I would like to say the attention to our scholars. We want to know who our learners are. We want to meet their needs academically and spiritually, right, and socio-emotionally as well. So we have a smaller class size. We have a smaller student-teacher ratio. We're about 9-to-1. We have 83 students, and we have 5 classroom teachers and 4 educational assistants. So we have a lot of personnel that are able to work with students, pull them out, and give them the extra academic need care that they may need, be it for remediation or acceleration or just small group work to help better understand the material being presented. So I think attention to the academics and supporting our learners is really of great value to us. But with that being said, we want our scholars to be we teach from a biblical worldview, right? It all comes from the Bible. The kids know that what we do and why we do is all out of Christ's love for us. And, they get to hear that every day. And it's not just in Word of God class alone. It's in all of our classes and extends to all we do. And, it's nice to be able to talk about Christ's love and follow up telling the kids how much we love them, too, and being able to say that to our students. What a blessing it is to be able to speak.
I'm sure you've heard the question, maybe had it asked you more than once, or even a challenge. Some parents say, if you put a kid in a sheltered environment like that, really you don't prepare them for the hard world out there. What do you say to that?
You do hear that. And a school of 83, you hear that. Because many of our kids, they are transitioning on to the public high school, local public high school. And I want to make sure that we are preparing them to be able to survive, for lack of a better term, in there. So, we plan out ways to make sure that our academics are on par with that. We also make sure that, we get our alumni back to speak to the kids. We've had a class of 3 graduate, and they've come back, and they've been successful at the local public high school, right? It's a matter of talking about it. We talk about how high school is going to be different in large class sizes. But, I can speak as a parent, wearing the dad hat. My son had just graduated last year. He's a freshman this year, one of the local public high schools, and is able to. He's connected not only with his peers, but their Christian organizations. He's in Fellowship of Christian Athletes, so there are opportunities for him to connect with folks who are like them, you know, who have the same beliefs.
We're talking with Patrick Hurley, Principal Development Director at Grace Christian Academy. They are on Annandale Road in Falls Church, Virginia, and he said you're welcome to stop by. He suggests you call first, so he wants to be there to greet you, but you're welcome to drop by anytime. The website is gracechristianacademy.org. A couple of phone numbers, 703-534-5517 is the school office, 703-534-5517. And he's offered his own cell phone,
703-727-0655.
927. Yeah, it is a 9. My own writing, I can't remember. 703-927-0654. We'll give those again, try to get it right next time. But talk a little bit about your staff, because they are so key to a successful school.
They are so key. So not only do you have my direct cell phone number, but you have the direct cell phone of all of your teachers as well. You know, I think it's really important not only to communicate with your parents and with your students, but to over-communicate. So how do we talk about what's going on in the classroom, be it the academics or be it the social piece? You know, so they are, if anything, willing to talk via phone, text, email on a regular basis. They also were very intentional in how we set up our arrival and dismissal time. At the end of the day, the teachers are outside in the car line so they can have window conversations, not necessarily about how bad or good someone's day was, but to build relationships, right? In our community, it's so important. We all love our children. We are serving them. So it's, you know, to build that relationship with one another is key, and they're really good about that. And they have the child's best interest in mind. You know, they're working really hard for them. Early mornings, late nights, work with them after school. You know, they're not contracted to work a specific amount of time. You will have kids in teachers' classrooms till 5:30 in the evening. You know, we have off after school power hour, which is just a place where kids can do homework that's manned by a teacher. But the other teachers are often popping in there, helping out, you know, wanting to serve our kids and support them. We know D.C. is a very busy area. We want to make sure that our kids are mostly finished with their homework, so when you get home, you can spend time around the dinner table as a family unit instead of sometimes the homework battle.
What about any extracurricular activities and features like fine arts, music, sports, whatever?
Absolutely. So we have music for sure once a week, music teacher, designated music teacher who teaches that. We have basketball in 5th through 8th grade. That starts in the winter. PE is taking care of the classroom in the middle grades three times a week, lower grades about twice a week. You know, we try to connect the kids. If we can't, because of our size offer, we try to connect them to organizations within the community to do so. But our 3rd through 8th grade, one of the neat things that I really like is we have an exploratory class once a week, and it's broken up into two sections where we offer French, Italian, German. We have photography, life skills. It was called home ec when I was a kid, arts and crafts. So there's a sketching class. So an opportunity to dive in and explore for 30 minutes once a week some of the other pieces of curriculum out there that we don't get to teach regularly on a regular basis. It's really neat to see the kids dive in, you know, learn the Spanish, learn the French, learn the Italian, greet one another in Italian. It's a cool thing. So that's one of the really neat things like to that we get to do each week.
Well, you have an exciting year ahead, I'm sure, and we want folks to know about it. Thanks for dropping by. I'm so glad we could do this face-to-face.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. I appreciate it. It's so great being here.
Again, Patrick Hurley, Principal and Development Director at Grace Christian Academy. Website is just that, gracechristianacademy.org, on Annandale Road in Falls Church, Virginia. You can call the office at 703-534-5517. That's 703-534-5517, or his own cell phone is 703-927-0654, 703-927-0654. Short of all that, just go on the website. It'll be listed there as well at wava.com. You can check out that school and others depending on where you live. We'll be back with more here on the Don Crow Show. Stay with us.
This is the entertainment answer. Lion King reigns in the theater, and Donald Glover, who voices Simba, says this about the message.
It's a very human and honest story of, like, nothing's permanent. It's such a great and beautiful way of talking to children about how permanence is not the point. The point is to be here and to be responsible for each other and love each other. I think that's, you know, very special.
Lion King, rated PG. For this entertainment answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, Don Crow here for Passport Auto Group, a family-owned business with a stellar reputation for superior customer service before, during, and long after the sale. A mission and goal to which they've been committed for the past 25 years. And now, when you visit PassportAuto.com on the web, you can take your own virtual internet tour to enhance your buying experience and help you get to know their dealerships online. Just go to PassportAuto.com, browse their amazing inventory, schedule a test drive of that vehicle you've been thinking about, investigate financing, lease options, and much more. Whether you're thinking about a BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, or Mini, or whether you're in the market for a certified pre-owned vehicle, Passport Auto Group is waiting to serve you right now. And I also want to tell you that as a longtime customer of Passport, I can assure you they do what they say they'll do, and they do it right. Passport Auto Group, serving the Washington, D.C. metro area for 25 years. PassportAuto.com.
Did you buy into the timeshare lies?
I can tell you that I had a four-year experience with a timeshare corporation who did nothing but lie to me.
That swapping locations was easy?
They made this sound that this would be a really good deal, that I could go anywhere, anytime I wanted to. That never worked out.
Timeshare lies. Thousands of timeshare owners know the feeling. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I worked for the largest timeshare company in the world. When I learned the truth about what they were selling, I quit my job and instead became the pioneer in helping folks get out of their timeshare contracts legally. I understand that trusting anyone after buying a timeshare is a difficult task. That's why I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
For a free information kit on how to cancel your timeshare, call Wesley Financial Group now. 800-656-1551. 800-656-1551. 800-656-1551.
Rich Lee here. As you may have noticed, I actually use the companies I endorse on WAVA. Recently, I needed roofing work at my house. Kyle Hoffman and Roofing and More got it handled, big time. Does your roof need help? Call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206. Mention me to get $250 off any replacement project. That number again, 703-467-0206. 703-467-0206 for Roofing and More.
Mostly clear tonight. Lows ranging from 63 outside the Beltway to 69 in the district. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and very warm, high 89. Clear tomorrow night, low 65 to 70. Sunday, mostly sunny, hot and more humid, high 92. Monday, sunshine mixing with some clouds, hot and humid, high 94. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
Hey, I want to remind you once again that all the Christian schools and academies that you've heard today and those that are all participating right now in our half-price tuition offerings, those can all be found at our website. Go to WAVA.com, enter the keyword school, or click on the banner. Either way, it'll take you to all the current schools. And we've also said you may be interested in a school that's not on our list. Call Nick Brino and say, Nick, I'm interested in such and such a school, and he will follow up on that to see if possibly they might be interested in giving you a half-price tuition as well. Nick's direct number is 703-807-2225. He is our local sales manager, very easy guy to talk to, and if you don't get his get him live, just leave a message. He'll get right back to you as soon as he can. 703-807-2225, Nick Brino. Say, hey, Nick, I want to talk to you about half-price school tuitions. Now, as we move toward the end of this afternoon show, this last 20-some minutes, I really want to use these to encourage you to help us wrap up this campaign. We're just 31 families away from our 102 refugee families in Lebanon goal of providing food, survival items, Christian education for an entire year. We aren't going to get it done unless you help us, so I hope you'll do it right now. Well, Hart for Lebanon, 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222, WAVA.com online. Jack Hibbard here with me, and also Tom Adama. And Jack, take us once again to Syria and really what we're talking about here.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've had the opportunity to be in that troubled part of the world many times over the last couple of years, many visits to the country of Lebanon. But honestly, Don, I don't think I'll ever forget my first trip, because it's there I met a little girl by the name of Rahaf. This little beautiful girl spent, believe it or not, 5 days in a cave as she and her family ran from the horrors of war in Syria. We've seen, I know lots of us have seen pictures of some of the stuff that's happened there. And this little girl came from Aleppo. That's one of the places where I know we've seen a lot of photographs over the years of the terrible things that have happened to the people there in Syria. Well, Rahaf came from Aleppo. It was an awful, horrifying situation. But I got to tell you something. Rahaf, Don, was one of the happiest kids I've ever met. It was really incredible. I remember she came running across the playground at the Hope Center in the Bekaa Valley in the middle of a bunch of kids playing. Now, you know, she knew, obviously, we were from America, but what you're about to hear was unsolicited. Well, let me back up. What you're about to hear is me recording her saying something that she said to me unsolicited. I want you to listen very closely to this. But I think you'll hear through the book, Broken English, the changed life that's happened in Rahaf.
Hello, my name is Rahaf. I'm 14 years old, and I live in Delhamia. And I moved to Lebanon because of the war. My home fell down. I thank God for Lebanon because he learned me about Jesus. Jesus changed me for best. I love Jesus so much.
I think you could hear that, right? She said, I love Heart for Lebanon because Heart for Lebanon learned me about Jesus, and Jesus changed me. And you could see it, Don, in the middle of really some terrible, terrible circumstance. This little girl, like I said, not only left the horrifying effects of war and all that trauma that obviously she had, but she lives in a farmer's field with literally dirt and disease everywhere. I mean, I don't think I can adequately paint a picture for people as to the conditions that these folks are living in, well below the poverty line. And yet, here she is with a big smile on her face talking about her newfound faith in Jesus. And I got to tell you, folks, I think Rahaf is a great example of the impact of your monthly investment to Heart for Lebanon. You know, we found Rahaf in that tent settlement, first providing the essentials that were needed for her family to survive, and then we started a relationship with that family and with her that gave us an opportunity to share the gospel, and her life has been forever changed. Her despair has been turned to hope thanks to folks like you. $29 a month sustains hope for a family of six, and as you help Heart for Lebanon provide food, Christian education, and essentials for survival, lives are changed. You know, perhaps you could be even more generous today. Maybe you realize, look, God's been really good to me. Maybe you could do $87 a month. That would take care of three families. Can you imagine taking care of 18 hurting refugees right now? Whatever God's laying on your heart, make the gift by calling 888-249-5222. That's 888-249-5222. Or online at WAVA.com. We've got a little goal now, between now and the top of the hour, to take care of five families. Every $29 a month investment, we'll take care of one of those families for an entire year. Will you make the call right now?
And Tom, we're going to hear the story of Peter after this next break, because we have more time coming up in the next segment. But talk about how Heart for Lebanon ever ended up doing what it's doing, because as I recall, this was not your original mission, was it?
No, I started going to Lebanon in 2001, teaching biblical servant leadership to pastors and missionaries from Syria, Jordan, Iraq, and Lebanon, 285 of them, did it for 14 years. Every 6 months I'd show up for a couple days and pour my life into them and do Q&A and have a great time. But then in 2006, our conference coordinator, Camille Melke, was with me, and the news came on and said that Hezbollah started to take two Israeli soldiers from the border, and then we had a new war on our hands. Once again, Lebanon was drawn into a war with no fault of the people of Lebanon, but because of the circumstances of Lebanon. And I looked at Camille and I simply said to him, how long are you going to be the president of a Bible school that's doing a terrific job? And how long am I teaching biblical servant leadership before we do something practical for your people? And what happened at that day after the old proverbial napkin was, we want to make a practical difference, not just a difference in their humanitarian aid, not just a difference in whatever it is, but we want to be a natural response. We want them to see our compassionate heart because Jesus was compassionate to us. And so we want to share with them in an unconditional, holistic way by building faith-defining environments that Jesus Christ is their Savior, can be their Lord, can be their Master. And so it's not just about bringing them to faith. It's discipling so that there can be an indigenous mission force to go back and reach their own people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what Heart for Lebanon is all about.
Folks, that tells you as succinctly and clearly as we can how wise your kingdom investment is in this ministry. Heart for Lebanon, rooted deeply in the gospel, but getting the message, as Tom just put it, that we're not just building the disciples, but what are we going to do about all the other brokenness outside? What are we going to do about a huge Muslim population that is more ripe for reaping than it's ever been, as Jack was telling us a bit ago? So it's such a strategic gift. Yes, Christian education, food essentials for survival for a family of six when you give that $29 a month gift. But it only happens when you pick the phone up and call 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222, or give online at WAVA.com. Stay with us. We have a lot more to share. The following program is sponsored by Heart for Lebanon and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside Gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You're getting up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside Gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside Gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BUCK for a 20-cent gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 45 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code BUCK. Save money on gas on every fill-up. Download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BUCK. That's B-U-C-K.
Hi, Don Crow here for Heart for Lebanon. I want to thank you for your incredible generosity in providing desperately needed relief for at least 102 refugee families in Lebanon, whose lives have been ripped apart by the ongoing war in Syria as they were forced to flee across the border into Lebanon with nothing but the clothes on their backs. So far, you've helped provide Christian education, life-saving food, and other survival essentials to 71 of these dear families, leaving us a goal to go of just 31 more. But we only have a few days left in this campaign, so your gift right now could not be more timely or urgent. $348 provides for a family of six for a full year. $116 provides for that family's needs for 4 months. And anything you can give right now is going to make a difference when you call 888-249-5222. Again, 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222, or you can give online at WAVA.com, keyword heart.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Connecticut has released its stats on abortion, and they're revealing. The mainstream media hides state statistics from Americans because they don't want you to understand the pervasiveness of abortion. There's about as many chemical abortions done as surgical abortions. Because the state has no protection for minors, Connecticut sees a higher number of teens coming in for abortions without their parents' knowledge. Nearly all abortions were committed at freestanding abortion mills, and Planned Parenthood has a monopoly on those. So you can see why ending their tax funding is essential to ending abortion in Connecticut. The silver lining in this report is that overall, the number of abortions has decreased by nearly a third since 2001.
Follow us on Twitter at Life Issues USA and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Download the Credit Karma app now. Credit Karma, here's the progress.
Varicose and spider veins. Wow, what a gift from my mom. She had them, I got them, and not only are they uncomfortable and sometimes painful, but I stopped wearing skirts and shorts because I was embarrassed and I really hated the way my legs looked. When my kids asked me, "What are those things on your legs?" I was done. I finally went to Vein Clinics of America. The procedure took about an hour, and I was right back to work. The staff made me feel so comfortable, and the results, well, even my husband has noticed. Vein Clinics of America has been treating vein disease for over 35 years. They're the largest and most experienced in the U.S. Look, I've been doing the commercials for Vein Clinics for years because I really believe in them, and you can trust them too. The best part, my insurance covered the procedure, so stop hiding your legs.
Call Vein Clinics right now to see if you qualify for a free consultation. Call 800-656-9393. 800-656-9393. That's 800-656-9393.
Making a difference in the world with a simple gift of $29 a month. Come on, folks. I mean, talk about leverage. You know, you can't really take your kids to McDonald's for 29 bucks for a one-time around the horn, so to speak. You know that, and you're a generous audience. You've given so generously through the years, and this is another of those occasions when we get to partner with a really strong, legitimate, deeply gospel-rooted ministry known as Heart for Lebanon. And as a matter of fact, Tom Adama, one of the co-founders of that ministry, is right here with me in the studio, along with Jack Hippard. And you were going to tell us a story about Peter.
Hey, Don, I sure am. And Peter is one of the stories that I love to tell because it represents a whole lot of stories. Maybe 95% of the stories follow this same unfortunate route because Peter comes from Syria. And we have the young men and women stand up in front of other young men and women and share their story because it helps with their emotional healing. We want to deal with their physical, emotional, and spiritual healing. So Peter got up in front of his group of peers, and he started to say, like most of our kids say, "Hey, it was 2 o'clock in the morning. The bomb went off. The building came down around us, our apartment complex. I watched my grandmother, my grandfather, my father, and 2 of my older siblings all die in front of me. My mom came in her nightgown and pulled my sister and I out of that rubble in our bare feet, and we took about a month to walk into Lebanon. Not sure how we made it, but we made it here. With absolutely nothing, zero, except for the night clothes on our back. Heart for Lebanon helped us with some family care to sustain life and put us here in the educational program and children's activities, and we're very thankful for that." The teacher looked at Peter and said, "Peter, what do you want to be when you grow up? What's your dream?" He said, "My dream, what I want to be when I grow up, is to be a terrorist. I want to revenge my great-great-grandfather's death by the infidels." Now, when Peter told us the story a year and a half ago, he was 9 years of age. But he's been going to school since age 5, not to learn academics, not to learn character traits, not to learn leadership skills, not to learn the Bible, but to learn how to shoot a gun to kill somebody. And that's what he went to school for every day, 5 days a week. His father and grandfather made sure that he went to school to be a radical group. If you met Peter today, and I hope you come with me sometime to Lebanon and do that, you'll see a real smile on Peter's face. And if you ask him, "Peter, what do you want to be when you grow up?" He'll tell you he wants to be a peace officer. Not sure if that's a police officer or a pastor, but he will tell you this. And this is a direct quote. "What I want to do is go back to my people and share with them the love of Jesus Christ, because Jesus changed me and he could change the people in my country as well." That's what your investment of $29 a month does. It changes people like Peter. Radical groups are training these young men and women for Christ. And I'll keep saying it. If we as Christians, this is unacceptable. This is horrendous that we're allowing this to take place, because we will clean up the mess one way or another that the radical groups are going to make. And I would rather put my $29 with my wife, and I have taken a couple families, and help them find Christ as their Savior. Give them the opportunity to change their life. Give them an opportunity to be a missionary for Jesus Christ to their own people group. There's nobody better than to reach the children with the gospel of Jesus Christ than people like Peter. And this, today, is our Esther moment for this generation.
Time to call is right now, folks. Powerful, powerful opportunity to reach into a troubled area and literally bring change that is eternal. 888-249-5222. Your gift of $29 a month, providing Christian education, food, essentials for survival for a refugee family of six. That's less than a dollar a day, 98 cents a day. Come on. 888-249-5222. 888-249-5222. Online at our website, WAVA.com. There's a banner. You can click on that and you can make your gift there.
Ellen was depressed, angry, and living in despair, a long way from the home she loved.
At first, we had stability in Syria. But after the war started, I lived in fear every day for myself and my family. We wanted to stay, but soon realized that we had no choice but to escape and leave our home.
Millions of refugees have faced the same reality of having to escape in the face of war and terrorism. For Ellen, this change proved more difficult than she ever imagined.
Traveling for miles by foot, trying to escape with all my children was very dangerous. We lived in daily fear of ISIS ambushing us on the roads, and that journey was the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
What Ellen never expected, though, was what awaited her and her family once they reached the refugee camp. It was there that she met Heart for Lebanon.
More than anything, I wanted my children to have an education, to be cared for and feel safe. And the Heart for Lebanon team showed me great compassion. Through their kindness, God began to change my own heart. I'm no longer angry or depressed.
Ellen and her family also finally heard, for the first time, the clear truth of the gospel.
We had heard about Jesus, but never learned about him. This is the most important thing to happen to me, to know Jesus. I didn't know Jesus as a savior, and now I come every month to Bible study and learn about the love of God. It is very different in Islam. We lived in fear. Christianity has taught me about love.
And Ellen's kids, like so many other refugee children, have responded to the gospel and received Christ as their Savior. Despair turned to hope. You make this happen when you give to Heart for Lebanon. A monthly investment of $29 will sustain hope for a refugee family of six by providing Christian education, food, and survival essentials. Please know this. When you give today, lives will be changed. Thanks for being as generous as you can.
And you can do that right now with a phone call to this toll-free number, 888-249-5222. One more time, 888-249-5222. If you prefer to give online, we're all set up for you there. Just go to WAVA.com. You'll see a Heart for Lebanon banner. Click on that, make your gift there. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Paula Sagan from A&E's hit TV show Flip This House with a message for everyone who's worried about money and wants to start changing their life. Next week, my brother and I are sponsoring a free real estate event right here in Washington, D.C., and you're invited. In just 2 hours, we'll show you how to get started turning what we already know into income by tapping into the multi-trillion dollar real estate market. You'll learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in your area and about strategies to acquire income properties using other people's money to produce cash flow every month. Financial independence doesn't just happen. You have to make it happen. So there's just one thing you have to do. Register now for our free 2-hour real estate event and take a giant step closer to the life you've always wanted.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
Hi, Don Crow here for Heart for Lebanon. I want to thank you for your incredible generosity in providing desperately needed relief for at least 102 refugee families in Lebanon, whose lives have been ripped apart by the ongoing war in Syria as they were forced to flee across the border into Lebanon with nothing but the clothes on their backs. So far, you've helped provide Christian education, life-saving food, and other survival essentials to 71 of these dear families, leaving us a goal to go of just 31 more. But we only have a few days left in this campaign, so your gift right now could not be more timely or urgent. $348 provides for a family of six for a full year. $116 provides for that family's needs for 4 months. And anything you can give right now is going to make a difference when you call 888-249-5222. Again, 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222, or you can give online at WAVA.com, keyword heart.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Do you want your child or grandchild in Christian school? The very best Christian schools in the greater D.C. area are part of WAVA's half-price tuition program. You can literally save half on tuition for Christian school this year. We have schools all over the geographic area, PG, Montgomery, Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, and Arlington counties. To see the schools and the discounted prices for your child, go to WAVA.com, use the keyword school, or call us to learn more. We're WAVA.
Hello, I'm Bishop Harry Jackson, pastor of Hope Christian Church. Tune in to the Hope Connection every weekday at 2 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. And join us at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, Sundays at 9 or 11:30 a.m. Learn more at thehopeconnection.org. May the Lord Jesus bless you. And remember, we're saving a seat just for you.
888-249-5222. Your gift of $29 a month provides an amazing thing. Christian education, food essentials for survival for a family of six in a troubled region of the world, Syria and Lebanon and that whole region. We're going to talk more about it throughout this campaign. But your gift's going to make a difference. And Jack and Tom are here to help us understand how vital your giving is.
Well, and when you talk about making a difference, you know, Tom was talking a couple of moments ago about Peter and the difference that has happened in his life. We were talking to children recently. You know, every year, Don, at the end of our school year at our Hope Center, we ask the kids to tell about a defining moment in their life. And I want to read something. I also want to play something real quick before our next break. This came from Shana. This is what she wrote. Listen to this. We were in Syria. We knew nothing about Christ the Lord. But when we came to Lebanon, I joined Heart for Lebanon School, and it's there I got to know that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, and he can save my sin, and that whoever worships him will have eternal life. That's what your investment does, and it does in the lives of little girls like this. Listen to this. This is one of our little girls in our Hope Center reciting a passage of Scripture from the book of Hosea. Listen.
Who is wise? Let them realize these things. Who is discerning? Let them understand. The ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them.
The righteous walk in them. The ways of the Lord are right. Folks, that's a Muslim-born little girl who's given her heart to Jesus Christ, but that only happens as you give. That gift of $29 a month is going to help provide that Christian education, food, and essentials for not just that one little girl, but it's going to provide for the entire refugee family of six. And like Don said earlier, it's just under a dollar a day, 98 cents a day. I've got to confess, I spend 98 cents every day and don't even think about it. I did it this morning buying my cup of coffee, which was probably twice the price of that. So what's the value of one of these little boys or girls? I think it's at least that, right? 888-249-5222, 888-249-5222. Listen, we're looking for five people before the top of the hour to take care of the next five families. You do that with every $29 a month gift. We've had one of those taken care of. So now it's just you and four others to the phones at 888-249-5222. If you can't make that monthly investment, Be as generous as you can when you dial 888-249-5222, or you can give online. It's safe, it's quick, it's easy. WAVA.com, just click the Heart for Lebanon banner.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Imagine sharing a prayer request from your phone and seeing as those around the world take your request before God. Receive prayer. Pray for others at praywithme.com.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the OnePlace app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download OnePlace at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.